Jury duty.
I'm not
moving.
Okay, so let's finish up what we've been discussing the past couple of weeks, and then move on to a new topic, hopefully, to whet your appetite for next week at 8:15, Bezos Hashem. So, we have been discussing this interesting story brought by the Balei HaTosfos, where a person's nose fell off, was reattached by someone else, and whose nose also fell off, and when that person died, the nose of that person died with it, and once again, this person was left without a nose, clearly indicating that there is some connection still between the chiyus, the vitality of the nose, and the person who was alive. And I mentioned at the time that this is brought in the context of organ donation to discuss whether the new organ, the newly received organ, has become a part of the new body. So we mentioned the first raya to argue that it does become part of the new body was a Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses, when it comes to Arla, Mishnah discusses if you're grafting trees and you attach parts of branches of a tree to a older tree or a younger tree, it attains the new identity of the greater tree. So you see that parts become part of a greater whole. And somehow we make that jump, a leap of faith, and we're willing to say that when it comes to human beings as well. That was raya number two. The second raya that the place can bring, we got a little bit distracted by, understandably so, and that is a raya from a lengthy discourse between the Chacham Tzvi and Rav Yonison Eibshitz about the famous story of the chicken that had no heart. Or was it a chicken that had no heart? Now, why was I bringing this up in this context? So we went on a little bit of a detour to discuss the importance, the significance of this debate within Jewish history, within the history of Halacha. But at the end of the day, why am I bringing this up? Because there was a debate between the Chacham Tzvi and the Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz whether it's possible for this chicken to actually have been living without a heart. And Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz suggested that yes, the Chacham Tzvi says no such thing possible, and therefore, obviously there was a heart, and it's not here. If the heart wasn't here, it would be dead. And that's why, in fact, some would paskin that person without a heart, for whatever reason, is on some sort of machinery. Perhaps you could argue that, in fact, that person is dead, according to Chacham Tzvi. There's no koach hachios. It's all being pumped by machines. He's like a halachic, from a halachic perspective, he's a robot, because he has no heart. According to Chacham Tzvi, you have a heart, you're alive. You have no heart, you are dead. According to Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz, he says, not so fast, right? You could theoretically be alive without a heart. And he says, what happened to this chicken? It seems like a very healthy chicken. You're going to say, how was it healthy if it didn't have a heart? It did have a heart, but it disintegrated, and it changed the form, and it didn't look like a heart, but it was doing the job of a heart. So it was halachically speaking, it was a chicken without a heart. I don't know if our caterer here has ever come across any of his chickens without a heart. But this chicken was without a heart. You don't have to say anything because it would become treifa.
How come they didn't find this thing in the chicken that the girl lost?
What?
So Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz
was saying they did, and she didn't recognize it because it doesn't look like a heart. That was exactly Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz's point. You jumped over the thing that looks like that was doing the job of the heart because it didn't look like a heart. And this, in fact, would be halachically a chicken without a heart. But there's something else doing the job of the heart. This is where Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz argued. I don't think I gave you the Mar Mekoymis this time because I was nervous again that I would go on another detour. So this way, by not bringing it, I know that I'm safe. But he argues that it disintegrated and there was something else doing this other organ was feeding the blood around the body. So one of the suggestions which someone suggested at the end of last year is we're busy saying it has no heart. Is it possible to live without a heart? But maybe this new organ whatever Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz is discussing, whatever he's describing, this mitzias that he went to the doctors of his time and they say, yeah, sure, it's possible for a heart to disintegrate, whatever that might be. Whatever he's discussing, so now there's another organ which is pumping the blood, maybe that becomes the heart. Meaning, how do you know that halacha defines a heart based on what we perceive to be the normal heart with the four chambers and the aorta and the ventricles? Maybe a halachic definition of a heart is the thing, the organ which pumps the blood. And anything that's pumping the blood becomes the halachic heart. Now this is often quoted, this theory is quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish. I gave you the Chazon Ish here because I don't think this is what the Chazon Ish is saying. I think the Chazon Ish is saying something else. The Chazon Ish is saying, if there's another organ that's pumping the blood and it doesn't look like a heart, you could assume it's the heart, it just changed its form. Chazon Ish is saying that that actually was the heart. But what's being argued now by these later poskim is we don't care whether it was the heart or not. All we care about is the function. If it's functioning like a heart, that means halachically it is a heart, and therefore this chicken has a heart. It doesn't look like your normal heart, doesn't have the regular biological makeup of another heart. Doesn't make a difference, because if it's pumping blood and it's functioning normally, that is a halachic heart. If we take such an approach, you have a person in the middle of bypass surgery who has no heart, his heart is stopped, and he has machines pumping his blood, so he has a heart. Until now, we've been arguing this person has no heart. Is he alive? Is he dead? Al pi halacha. That was Rav Kasha's big shaila. Now we're arguing, no, he has a heart. If this is the case, so then, let's bring it back to our question. Our question is, when there's an organ donation, when there's an organ donor and an organ recipient, does that entity, does that organ become part of the body? And now, if we could argue that the way that part your body is defined in halacha is not necessarily whether you were born with that or whether it's attached to you. The way we define your body is on functionality. It's a totally new way of looking at it. If a person gets an eye donated part of his eye. So it's not my eye. Or maybe you say it is my eye, because what's the definition of eye in halacha? The thing which allows me to see. That becomes my eye. Where did this play a major role? At the end of the day. So these two rayas we had. We have one raya from the Mishnah in Arla, that it becomes a part of the new body. And a second raya in this understanding, in this discussion between the Chacham Tzvi and that comes out of the Poskim, between the Chacham Tzvi and Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that the way to define an organ in halacha, whether it's your organ is, well, what functionality is it serving? If it's pumping your blood, it's your heart. I don't care where it came from. I don't care if it was your heart yesterday. If it's what you're using to see, it's your eye. If it's what's allowing you to speak and to chew, then those are your halachic teeth. We don't care about anything else. Then we would say the new organ becomes the recipients. Now, what are the nafkaminas halacha l'maisa? So let's take a sampling of the different shailas that came up halacha l'maisa where it makes a difference. Did this new entity become the part of the body of, did this new organ become part of the body of the recipient? So most of the tshuvas which are discussed this issue don't actually discuss a new heart. What are they discussing? They're discussing I always get confused between the two. The difference between a pacemaker and defibrillator? Yeah?
Pacemaker.
Yeah?
Defibrillator only works.
Are they both attached?
They're both attached.
They're both internal?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not sure which one they're talking about, but you
No, there's actually, but there is.
So you'll tell me what the poskim are discussing. Let's take a look at Rav Avadya Yosef. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, Mar Mokum Tesvav. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, Tshuvas Yabia Omer. Hine Kima Maisim Bechol Yoim. It's almost every day. Sheharoifim Mashdilim Kotzev Lev. I believe that's a pacemaker. Is a defibrillator. Okay, good. I should have known. It would have been the wrong one. Okay. So bechol yom sharofim mashtilim kotzev lev v'chol. So they give a defibrillator to a sick person. Tainu shemachnisim chud derech vrid l'sol chalal halev. They insert it into the heart. Shemafil as cheder halev, and it becomes part of the heart. L'skavetz, and this is what's pumping blood. Yidei solu la ketana. Shemachnisim osov v'derech klal tachas ha'or. b'chelak ha'elyon she'achazeh. And then there's something that connects to it on the top part of your chest. Samal chakasek, near the shoulder. Kidei lahazdir es ha'doifek, to make sure that the heart is pumping in a regular rhythm. B'chol kama shonim tzrichim lasos l'choy lahardama mikoymes. Lahachlif es ha'soyla, every so often they have to make sure it's unbeat. Shemitachas la'or mibli lingoa b'chud ha'nimtza b'chalah ha'lev. Since it's very expensive, is it mutter for them to take it out when the person's nifter? Could we make a defibrillator gemach? Could we make a pacemaker gemach? We're giving it to you.
They do use them. They reuse them in other countries.
What about Eretz Yisrael? Okay, so this was the Shaila coming to Rav Avadya Yosef when this procedure first became very popular. So they want to know, could we reuse them? Kidei lehishtamish bo lechola acher. Want to use someone else? Vizos ayidei nituach bechata chatan. We'll just take a little incision. Baor asher hamachsher mushtom mitachtov mibli lingoa bechuta machsher hamovel chalav aleid. We're not going to go in at all. V'hashela nish'eles im hamachsher hanizker neser b'hanoh k'mo hameisah. So now we have to know, did the pacemaker, the defibrillator become part of your body? At the end of the day, it's helping your heart keep in rhythm, so this is part of your body. And just like your body is aser b'hanoh l'achar misa, the defibrillator becomes aser b'hanoh l'achar misa.
That's different than taking someone's heart.
It's an organ.
100%, 100%. 100%, exactly. And that's a major shiloh, whether you're allowed to do such a thing. Exactly, 100%. That's what we've discussed in the past. Are you allowed to do such a thing? But even if you are allowed to do such a thing, it's not so simple that you're allowed to do something like that if you have another option. Over here, it's expensive. Okay, so it's expensive. But who says that you're able to, over there for pikuach nefesh, maybe we'll be mekel. Just because it's expensive to give a new one, who said that we're allowed to be mekel to let you take it from a dead body? What?
No right to that it's part of the body.
Why?
It may be like just like a ring on a Mises finger. Also
it's functionality own. Though. It's what's allowing your body to function. A ring on a finger.
But it's not the body. It's something external from the body.
Why? I would consider that internal.
Yeah, I don't mean it. It's not the body itself.
Why is it not the body? Why is it not the body?
It's a piece of battery.
So it has to be flesh.
It has to be right.
It has to be flesh to be considered part of the body. Okay, let's see. That's it. Not so simple to me. I hear this. I hear the gather. Let's see. Says Rav Avadya. Umatsasi b'sefer nishma. The good news is that there are going to be those that agree with you. The bad news is that there are going to be those that disagree with you. So let's see what Rav Avadya says. Umatsasi b'sefer nishmas Avram. Shehevi b'shem regarding Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Sha'amar b'yois v'amachshir koitzav leiv eno doyme lidvarm hanitval n'gufa adam. Since it's not doyme to things which are part of the body, could go and pay an ochus. The Gemara talks about different things that become part of the body, like a wig that's sewn in, which actually could be considered part of her hair. And to permanent implants. It's mechanical, it's electrical. It works with batteries. Every so often you have to switch it around. This is the Svar of Shlomo Zalman. You look at this as like a little machine. Just they keep it under your skin. It's not part of the body. It's like a person that has a breathing machine on him. You don't consider that part of the body, just helping him breathe. So here, it happens to be on the inside, it doesn't make a difference. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could be Mekel. Rav Avadya ends off the tshuva, four lines from the bottom, quoting the Tzitzel Yezer, V'chenela Goyin, V'lozer Waldenberg, Tzitzel Yezer, L'hatir L'hoitzi Esakoytzev Leiv, Miguf Ameis, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Tzitzel Yezer, both of the major medical poiskim in Eretz Yisrael in the previous generation, were mater, Kidei L'shtamish, Barav HaChayla, to use for another one. Uchedemuchach Medivere Tvushor, Ubefrat She'in Yer Karach Behefzid Mam, especially since there's a Hefzid. V'gam Utzarach La'atzolos Nefashash, B'shasa Tzarech, Shebevade Yeshlishnu Gazel Dasa Matirim, Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Waldenberg come out Lukula.
You have to use it by the way, or can you just put it into your
into the
on the side. You need it. You'll need it.
I was curious because he says v'gamhu tzorech latzol's nefashas. Does that mean that you know you'll need it, or you could assume that there's going to be a case where we're going to need it? I'm not sure. It sounds like as long as you could assume that there's going to be, it's okay. Take a look at Ramesha. Ramesha dealt with this as well. Mar Malkum Tezayin. Again, just a sampling of the Paiskim, just to know that what we've been discussing the past 2 weeks is very, very relevant to Lachal Amaisa. Immuta lahasir koitzev lev meguf choyle shemei. So you let her move a pacemaker, defibrillator. Koitzev lev shesame moisa beguf hachoyle. Bitnai mefurish. Sheyotzi uhu meguf lachemisa. Ramesha adds in something very important. Says Ramesha, the adds it. What?
According to the sheet, it says that if once it's been functioning,
yeah,
it's part of the goof. So what helps it? What was it?
What is a tanai help? Okay, well, maybe you're only allowed to do it if the person knows before. Meaning maybe you can only donate some. Maybe he gets some bilus over. V'tanai mefurish yotziu miguf la'achar misu v'davar she'loso ha'koytev ha'lev pacemaker misuk chodosh she'keshem moichrim oisoi masim b'feirish im ha'koyne she'tzrichim la'achziro achar misas ha'mikabo da'haynu lo'hitzio miguf la'achar misoso. Says Ramosha, hineidaiti b'zeh hidilechatchila ein losim es koytev ha'lev min ha'suk ha'chodosh begufo. You lechatchila, you should not aim losim as a kaitz leim and asuga chodesh begufa. You shouldn't put it internally. What does Ramesha's thing seemingly hold? Ramesha seems to hold that there's a big difference whether it's internal or external. He says lechatchila, keep it on the outside of the body because then I'm 100% sure it doesn't become part of the body. Avalim kvar hunach, but if it's inside, but if they need to put it inside, medically speaking, so we have from Moshe Feinstein. He says afilu yeshniv.
Yes. Same, but that's the whole side that he's machmir.
Moshe is nervous about nivel. Other Ravadia seem to be more nervous about hana. Two different issues. You see them both come up the place. But we have lekula. Both from Ramesha, again, Ramesha lechatchila is not so excited about it, and Reb Shlomo Zalman and Tzitz Eliezer, whether a person is allowed to take a pacemaker from someone who died to use for themselves. Comes the Minchas Yitzchak. Let's see the other extreme. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, Sha'ela Ayin Dalet, Hamtsa Shem Tziu HaRoifim Loseis Eza Machshir Tachas Ha'or. This new thing called the pacemaker, the defibrillator. Shall Adam Chayla Machas Alev Lachzikai Briusai V'Nizdami Beish Shenase Loike V'Achrei Avor Yoyim Oyoyimis Yamayim Meis V'Hayoyshe Machshir Nal Michiru Yakum. Oh, since it's very expensive, V'Shalom Ibeis HaChaylim, and he borrowed it from the hospital. Imutar LaAchrei Misasa Liftoach Hatfirois Ulahasim Misham HaMachshir. Am I allowed to remove it and give it? Lekabel ma'isa bechazara sheyuchlo oid l'shtamish b'luchayla acher v'ashela im muter lechatchila umadino im also kein l'inyan di evet. Are you allowed to do such a thing? Take a look at Michasim. So far, everyone's been makel. Take a look at Dain Weiss. Lo mibaya de also lasses kein lechatchila. Not only is it also to do lechatchila, ele b'di'evet im nasa kein also l'shtamish bo. If he did it, you can't use it. I'm not sure exactly what you're supposed to do. You can't just because of Hefsin Mammon go in and take someone's part of his body. This became part of his body, says Dain Weiss. Why? It becomes part of the body, and as we've been learning, something becomes part of the body, then it's part of the dead body. It's aser b'ana. You can't get enough in it. He says it's just like all the other things which became part of the body, like the sonin sheitel. So rings you could take off easy, come out easily. Here, this defibrillator, the pacemaker, you don't take it off and on every night. So therefore comes the Dain Weiss and he says 100% aser afilu b'di'evet. Two lines from the bottom. Umikol shekein heichad mechuber b'velua toich gufoi debevadei bata legufoi ve'aser b'hano ve'imkein mehaitama aser af b'di'evet umikol shekein da'aser lechatchila. Da'af im hayadrora Dimamoina Asa.
So, outside, you wouldn't have Nival Mace, but then it should still be Asa.
It sounds like he still holds his Asa because it's still sewn on. He has two problems.
According to him, you can't even give organ donations.
You can't even. Organ donation is a separate shayla because.
Based on this, he's also not.
What? Yeah, no, that's a major shayla of organ donation. Yeah. That's a major part of what we discussed. When we discussed organ donation, a major part was Isabana. But the question was, is it Tikkuach Nefesh? It's not a Tzal Tzavash, it's just a Hatzal, it's Hefsin Mum. It's Hefsid Mum. So therefore, the standard is much lower.
No, they can make
the guy can't afford it, he's going to die.
I think that the Pesachim would agree that if he's going to die, he's on the table, he's going to die because he has nothing, you're allowed to do it. The question over here is, do we have to make it cheaper for him? So let's just review. Again, we're discussing the nafkaminas of whether it becomes part of the body. And one of the major nafkaminas that we've been discussing, I'm making it a real case by discussing the pacemaker fibrillator. The question is there an Isra Hana? It does.
Also medical regulations, whether you can take it out and use it.
We don't use it,
Bismanazeh? Somebody else's, I think, just regulated.
Everyone gets the new? Insurance covers it?
I think so.
Bismanazeh, it's probably
much cheaper, right.
No,
okay.
There's
bills
still in the tens of thousands.
Okay, so it says, so that was Shaila number one, Nafkamina number one. Let's take a look. I just, again, just to give you a sampling, not necessarily, we're not going to go into each of these sugyas, and I still want to get to tonight's topic, but I just wanted to show you the value of what we've been doing the past 2 weeks. So let's take a look at Mar Malkum Yudches. Interesting tshuva from Moshe. Be'inyan cheres shemedaber ayidei shehischa lishmora b'mechuna shebe'oznav. He was hard of hearing to the extent that he couldn't talk normally. Now they just figured it doesn't sound like it's regular hearing aids. We're talking about someone who couldn't hear, some sort of cochlear implants probably. And now he's all of a sudden able to hear. And because he's able to hear, so now he's able to talk properly. So how do we deal with this person? Do we consider him a cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shameya? Do we consider him a cheresh eno medaber ve'shameya? Do we consider eno medaber ve'eno shameya or medaber ve'shameya? He's able to hear and talk now because of this machine. Comes Ramosha. Malas Kvoid Yedidi Mechutani Harav Agani Mefursam. Bitzal Araka was a Rav in Gateshead. Bidover Echot Shenoyler Cheresh Belikoyach Hashmir. Rachmana Litzlan. Someone was born, a kid was born without the ability to hear, deaf. Umimela Gam Lo Diber, and he couldn't speak. Vachash Agidel, after he grew up, Usama Besaych Ozna Mechunas Shmi, and they gave him a special type of hearing aid. Vayideze Shoymeya, now he could hear, hate them. Afmashem Idabim Becheder Acher. Vayideze Lomad Gam Lidaber. Now he's able to hear through this machine, and he's able to talk because he could hear. Ach ein chitach diburo kokach bara, but his speech is not as clear as someone who was able to hear naturally. Im yeshlo din piku pikeach kemo medaber v'shemeya. How do we treat this guy in halachi? Is he medaber? Is he a shemeya? Ki ulay shmiya yidei mechuna hu kishmiya yidei min chatzitza shepri chodesh. Soiver shenechshu shemeya. V'ulay nechshu v'eno shemeya medaber. Hu pikeach ach la rambam yeshav in ducheres. He says, yeah, I can hear a million different svaras. Again, not necessarily dependent on our question, but for sure, yesh l'chalek, a person could make a distinction between different areas of halacha, but for sure, one of the questions that has to be dealt with is, well, once this part, well, this hearing aid is considered to be part of his body, do we consider this a new person who can hear? Or no, we say he can't hear, but he has this machine which allows him to hear. Says Ramosha, Hanochon lan yizdaiti, diyesh lo din midaber ve'enoy shemeya, shehu kipikeach. We consider him alpidin, a person who could speak, but can't hear. Don't consider him like someone could actually hear. Says Ramosha, when we define things, we don't take into account machines. So this person could hear because he has a machine, so it doesn't make him a shemeya. Now let me ask you a question. Let's say he was sewn in. Let's say he went into the eardrum and did something. Would that be different? No, it's a machine. Or would you say, no, then it becomes part of his body, right? And eye, someone donates the retina they donate? So, the cornea. So do you say, no, it wasn't part of the body? Or do you say, no, now that it was sewn in, it's different. Is Ramosha only saying this because it's an external machine, or would he say it? No.
They're implants.
Yeah?
Now, when Ramosha wrote that shuva, I don't know if he was a cochlear implant at that point. There's a difference between a cochlear implant and a hearing aid. A hearing aid is no good while the cochlear implant is good because it works differently, I have the chewers at home.
What do you mean, no good and good?
The cochlear implant, you know, if you're going to, let's say, hear McGillan.
Oh, no, api halacha, you're saying. Api halacha, yeah.
Our cochlear implant is good.
It's better. Why?
Because the way it works in the ear, the way it works in the body, it's like a regular...
It's not transmitted.
It's not like a big microphone.
Right. Well, the hearing aid doesn't.
Right, but that's a separate shiloh. That what those tshuvas are discussing is a person is chayiv. Now the only way he could hear is through X, Y, and Z. Is that considered to be an appropriate way of hearing? What I'm discussing is, and that's part of this tshuva also. What I'm discussing is a different question. Does this make him into a person who can hear? It's a little bit of a different question.
The cochlear implant, yes, but not the hearing aid.
Okay.
I have it at home. I'll try to
bring it here. Okay, I'd be interested in seeing. So says Ramesha, it doesn't make him a person that could hear because we don't take machines into account. Says Ramesha, the pastor is calling Yoni Tyrone, he's dying, Kafisha Ryan. Vishayim Be'etzim, Loye de Mechuna, Sukhadaima. Uchimo Sherotzim, Shalom Nero, Shrotzim, Shalom Nero Ayan, right? Let's get another. May as well mention this. What about these struts and these bugs that you can't see unless you have a microscope? Says Ramosha, right? It's tucked away here in Tshuva about Cheresh Reina Medaber. Ramosha will clearly let you know his opinion about this. Elayide Davar Amagdal, She'eno Klum. If you can't see it without a microscope, says Ramosha, Eino Klum. Da'kola Avish Adam Shaifa, because then all day we'd have to walk around like this, because well, there's organisms all over. Ve'ein Isham Isabazet. Says Ramayshu, Kamo came Ashanira, Lakel Gilux, Hefsig, this is one of the most important chuvas of Ramayshu, and you wouldn't even know about it based on the topic. Shanira, Hefsig, Be'oiz, Bitfilin, and Mezuzah, Aide Spectiva, I guess that's some sort of microscope also. Viloy Nira, Le'ayin, Be'atzmo, Viloy Nechshev, Hefsig, Vikosher, Uchadoime, Huberbeharbin Yonim, we take into account the human body as it was born, as God created it. Nothing else. So just because you could see something because you have these glasses that make you see extra close, or you have a microscope, says Ramayisha, that doesn't weigh in, that doesn't carry weight in halacha. Same thing, says Ramayisha, you have a machine in your ear that lets you hear, that doesn't turn you into a person that could hear. Now, if you're a person who could hear, and you're chayiv in mitzvahs, now you want to know, could I hear through my thing to be yoytze? That's a separate question. I'm not discussing whether you could be yoytze mitzvahs through hearing gates. It's a totally separate question, which perhaps we'll discuss a different time. What I'm discussing is, if you're a person who is defined in halacha as a cheresh, does this turn you into a shemeya? If I'm a cheresh and therefore potter, does this now turn me into a shemeya and therefore chayiv? A different question. It's a different nuance. Okay, theoretically you could ask the same question about eyeglasses. The Poskim are much more skeptical when it comes to eyeglasses because both people are able to see a certain amount. They're not the legally blind. Well, that's a separate question. Tesis Yom, Tesis Teres Yisrael discusses about being able to see by reading and by Kiddush Levana, all these things where there's a chiyuv re'ir, you're able to see it with the Magen Avraham. This is Magen Avraham discusses it. That's a separate shaila. But again, that shaila is, if I have to see something, am I allowed to use this instrument to see it? That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing if I need to be a certain type of person to be chayiv. Does this turn me into that person? Does this turn me from a cheresh into a shomei? Let's look at one final example. Again, the list goes on and on, but let's look at one fun example. Mar Malkum Yutes. Nishalti, Ravad Yosef was asked the following question. Shliach Tzibur Shenelatz Lakor Shinov. His teeth fell out, or he had to get them removed. V'mishtamish b'achilo b'kriya b'shinayim toisvois. And he uses dentures. U'biladeya and eno yochel levates. And without them, he can't pronounce words properly. Kraya Oisya, Hashem Oitim B'shinayim, Kigon Zayin, V'samach, V'tzadi, V'shin, Ha'im B'chozos, who kosher l'spal? Is he mutter to be Shliach Tzibur, right? A new question we're going to ask before hiring a Shliach Tzibur, right? How is your voice? And by the way, are your teeth real? So, are they yours, right? Ha'im B'chozos, who kosher l'spal, K'Shliach Tzibur, U'likra B'toyra, L'hoitzi, Es harabim, Yidei Chayvasim, Or you tell him, you know, better that you're not Shliach Tzibur. Says Rav Avadya, Hinei Re'isi B'tshuvas Pa'as Sodcha Shekosav Umi She'enu Yochel Levatei Ha'oisius Kiroi B'kli HaDibur HaTivim Shelo. Person who can't pronounce the words without his natural teeth. Therefore, he has to come on to artificial kelim. Zayin vishin. Apparently, if you don't have teeth, those are the hardest letters. Below Ashinaim atosvas. Tzorich Ian imu yochel lo haitzi es harabi midei chavosim, because he might be potter from davening. He's not chayev, so he's going to be yaitzi that rabbi midei chavosim. He can't possibly daven. He's an honest. He can't daven. So aydei machine, he's able to daven. Who cares? Betvilasa ukriyasa tayra aydei shenayim taisvas she esher she dibra aydei kerem lav dibarhu. Maybe this is not considered to be dibur, right? Imagine if it's like a tape recorder, right? You're using a kli to be able to speak. It's not you speaking. Obviously, there's yesh l'chalik, but I'm trying to bring out the point. V'tzorachin, v'ani oimer, says Rav Avadya, sh'adavar poshul l'fi ani esdaiti shehu rashai lohoitzi es harabim yidei choyvosim. You're allowed to. Ayidei shinayim toisvois, v'afilu b'mitzvois deraisa, kigon parshas zocher parshas parah. You're allowed to be moitzi them. V'kiddush b'lo Shabbos u'chiyotzi bo. Shekol shum levata yofes kol osios kedas u'kedin. As long as you pronounce it properly. Afu b'shezen nasa yidei shinayim toisos. Even though it's happening ayidei artificial teeth. Yochol l'shamesh l'chitzi b'lo hotzir latim. U'mikan yesh l'omod. U'misha eno yochol l'shmoya. Now it goes into Ramosha Shaila. Someone who can't hear. Ela ayidei mechuna shmio without hearing aids. She'en dino kecherish. Don't say he's potter from mitzvahs, his dino kecherish. V'rashai likras hamagamagila. Not only is he chayiv, he's able to be mitzvah everyone else. So let's call you b'shoifer. V'hoitzis arabi dechavasan. V'shuvr isi shekvar dombeze yedidi hagoin Rishon Mazaman Orbach b'yarchon Sinai. V'tziyim b'shmir Shabbos hochzor. Now why is Rishon Mazaman talking about Shmir Shabbos? What else is this very important for? I didn't bring these tshuvas because it's less relevant to us. Bizmanenu bim koimenu. Changing the volume, that's a little bit of a separate shaila. Walking out in an Erev. If it's considered to be part of my body, so I could take my hearing aids, I could walk with them in the Rosh Hashanah. Right? I see no one here lives in Brooklyn. And it depends how you pass it on the shaila.
This isn't like a walking
cane. But the hearing aid specifically or the Erev?
The
air. Oh, the air, okay. That's a new shear. That's
like a
shear.
It's like a walking cane.
Okay.
Walk without it. It's part of the
okay, body. That's because you can't walk. Is that the same thing over here, just because you can't hear? Okay, Rishon Mazaman's not convinced, but Rishon Mazaman brings Stalin Lahakel. It depends. Could you hear without it? Could you not hear? It depends on all these shilas. But again, we didn't discuss that shuvah. Now, just trying to bring a sampling of Mar Mekoymos, of shilas that come to the Poskim, where part, at least part, of the discussion is, do we view these new machines, these external or internal part or artificial parts of your body, have they become now part of your body? Again, and coming back to our old question, which we were trying to bring a proof from this story in the Balei HaTosfos, that the nose fell off, obviously never fully adapted to the body, but again, we don't pass kinshailas off stories like that in Balei HaTosfos. Al pi halacha, it sounds like based on the Mishnah in Arla that we saw, and the opinion of the Paiskim coming out of the question of the chicken without a heart, as well as this sampling of Paiskim that I just showed you now, it sounds like halacha l'maisa, we certainly do paskin, at least lahakel, that it's considered to be part of the body, and not so simple that will be machmer, may even allow you to take it out of the body, be mekel, and say that it's not considered part of the body with regard to hana from the mace. I just want to, first of all, apologize to people who came late. I assume it's my fault. I didn't realize that they changed the time on the email. But from going on from here on, I'm going to have to check what they wrote on the... They wrote on the thing. So they did that. I guess that's what we did last year. But we've taken... I'm going to have an email sent out because before this year... Everyone here decided, if you object, so we could maybe take a revote, but everyone decided that it would be better if we go just standard, instead of waiting for Mincha Maariv, we go standard from 8 till 8:45, from 8 till 9, and then we'll daven Maariv together afterwards. 15,
right?
What?
You said 8:15.
8:15. Full way from 8:15 to 9.
8 to 8:45.
Daven Maariv, 8:45.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be. Then people don't know when it is when it's always moving. So this way we'll say we'll start 8:15, we'll finish 9, we'll daven Maariv at 9:00. Okay? I just want to give away your appetite a little bit for what we will be discussing next week, because it is related to what we've been discussing the past 3 weeks. And that is, we had this interesting story, which clearly intrigued me, because it's been coming back and back again and again in my different research of different topics. But the next discussion I wanted to take was go to the next step of this story. Again, the story was the nose fell off. How could you forget such a story? And discuss a interesting similar story, which it reminded me of, which is brought in another one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, in his Sefer HaChassidim. Now, this story is quoted much more frequently in the Psakim, in the Tshuvas of the Achrayim, and you'll see why in a second. So I'll just read the story, and then we'll analyze next week. Says that you don't have it over there. I'll give it out next week. Save the shul some few cents. Says the Sefer HaChassidim, Kihine, Maisa b'Rav Sadia ben Yosef HaChacham. Now, it's not clear who this is. Many have assumed, and most of the Tshuvas assume, that this we're talking about Rav Sadia Gaon. And it's unclear whether it's actually Rav Sadia Gaon. There is some evidence that it is Rav Sadia Gaon, or just whenever we see the name Sadia, we just assume it's Sadia Gaon, but really it's someone else, and you'll see that those that assume that it clearly wasn't Rav Sadia Gaon. But there was a story that happened with some Choshev Sadia ben Yosef in history. He traveled abroad with his slave. Right? You're not going to leave home without a slave. And he brought all his money. And he brought his wife. He didn't bring his wife. And his wife, he left his pregnant wife. And then, of course, he dies. The master dies. And he left all the money. The Eved says this could not have worked out better, right? He brings all his money abroad with him to do some business. He brings me to serve him. His whole family stuck back across the ocean. Now I'm left here with his money. What could be better, right? A free man overnight. The Hichzik bin Achasav. All of a sudden, he turns mamish from rags to riches overnight. The Yomer Eved, Ani Bino. And he starts saying, you know what? I was really never his slave. I was his son. I acted like his slave, but I was his son. I'm his son. And he tells everyone, I was his son, whatever, I was his assistant, but really I'm also his son. Sholida. Ha'ever, ani b'no, kishagadol ha'ben. But now, his wife was pregnant. And his wife gave birth to a boy. And now this boy grows up, and he starts digging and looking into his family history, and he realizes he wasn't always a poor yasim. His father was a major, major businessman. And he had, obviously, tremendous amount of assets. Shama shemeis aviv. So where did my father go? Where did his money go? Halach litvaya nechasev. So he comes to claim his nechasim. Shehichzik behema eved. That the eved had taken control over. Unizchaten bigdoilei hador. The eved had, he was oil l'gdula. He became one of the prestigious people in the community. Vayayarei. Haben liftoich pif. He comes to the community. You're going to take on the Reish HaKol. You're going to take on the head of the community. He's the richest guy in the community. He supports all the moistis. He gives the biggest check. He gets the shlishi every Shabbos. You're going to take. You're coming in a little yosemol, coming in from a poor family across the ocean, and you're going to claim that this guy's an evit. I don't think it's going to work. So he's pushing afraid to say anything. So what does he do? He's mamish nervous for his life. They're going to kill him. So he goes to the Rav. He figures he's safe at the Rav's house. Rav Sadia. Maybe it's Rav Sadia. Maybe not. Rav Sadia gives him what to eat, but he can't eat. So he tells him, you know why I'm sick to my stomach? Because I know that all this money is really mine. But I'm nervous they're going to kill me because I can't claim that he's an Eved, he's not a Ben. What should I do? Nothing like Eitza. Leave it up to Reb Sadia for the Eitza. What's the Eitza? Obvious Eitza. Pasha. With Deborah al HaMelech, and he spoke to the king. V'chein Asa. Shalach HaMelech achar Reb Sadia. Melech sent Reb Sadia. Lodin. That Reb Sadia is going to be the Dayan in this Din Torah. Who is the true heir to the assets? V'tziva Reb Sadia. So what did Reb Sadia do? Lahak is dam. Get some blood. We need a blood test. First DNA test. Zeb is safal echad. You take his blood in this in this bowl. Vidamze b'safal acher. You take that guy's blood and a different. Now this is the part where it veers off our DNA test. V'lokach etzem shel avi. They dug up the buried man, the buried gvir, and they took a bone from his corpse. Shel avi aben. V'niach b'safal ha'evet. And they put the bone in the blood of the slave. V'loy nivla hadam. And the bone did not absorb the blood. V'lokach etzem. Now they took the bone. They put it in the other guy, the true son's bowl. Vinivla hadam, and the blood was absorbed by the bone. Be'etzem, ki hu guf echad, because a father and son is guf echad. V'lokach Rav Sadia hamamayim v'nasna livno sheba, and he gave the money based on this. He paskin, you see who the true son is. Harei roi leben she'isatzev b'yoyim misas aviv. V'chein Amar Iyav says the Sefer Chassidim. This is brought lahalacha. We'll discuss why is the minhag all litvaks to fast on a yurtzai. So one of the reasons given is because when your father was nifter, part of you was nifter. You're guf echad. How do we know guf echad? Don't you know the story of Yehuda Chassid? Your bone has a connection to the blood. It's one body, father and son. So when I heard this story about the nose falling off, one nose still being attached to someone else, I was reminded of this story where you see that there's a connection still. What? So I have to discuss. So this is really one of the major stories which is discussed in halacha, even before DNA. But once the advent of DNA, this story became very, very, this Sefer Chassidim became one of the major points of discussion, which Ezra Hashem next week we will embark upon. If that doesn't whet your appetite to get you back, I don't know what will. Again, I apologize for all those that came late. I sincerely apologize.